Today the Church celebrates the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Its occurrence on a weekday, the Church calendar places it always on a Friday, should not cause us to overlook this great feast of our Lord. For its celebration is as important to Catholics of the present day as it was to those of the 17th century when devotion to the Sacred Heart was enshrined in the liturgy of the Church. The origins of the devotion to the Sacred Heart are truly miraculous and should be to us a sign of Christ's special love and mercy toward his people, not only some 17 centuries after he came into the world, but onward into our own time. And what was that world of the 17th century like? Greater and greater areas of northern Europe had converted to the Protestantism of the very persuasive preacher John Calvin. Calvin taught that man has no free will, but that God has predestined each one of us to heaven or to hell, regardless of what good or evil we ourselves might do in this life. Other prominent churchmen, one even a bishop of the Catholic Church, preached a similar message. From that world, God selected a messenger of his own, not one of the great men of the age, but, as he so often does, from the humble. On this occasion, a young French girl, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, later to become known as the Disciple of the Sacred Heart. To her, Christ exposed his Sacred Heart and proclaimed, "Behold the heart which has so loved men that it has spared nothing, even consuming and exhausting itself in testimony of its love." Once ignited, the message of God's personal love and mercy toward each and every one of his creation spread through devotion to the Sacred Heart. The Sacred Heart teaches us that whatever hopelessness we may feel, either for ourselves or for our world, God's love and mercy can overcome it. As St. Paul tells us, being rooted and grounded in love, we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know Christ's love which surpasses knowledge. Moreover, through the free will that God has in fact given us, contrary to the Calvinist belief, and through the graces he has promised us for the asking, we can reciprocate the love of the Sacred Heart, which shed its blood for each one of us at Calvary to atone to God for our sins. Therefore, devotion to the Sacred Heart should move us to make reparation to God in whatever way we are able, by prayer, fasting, and good works, for our own present and past sins, and for all the sins of the world. This everyone can do, regardless of state or condition of life. If we thus choose to return God's love for us, that great love symbolized by the Sacred Heart, Christ promises us the ultimate reward of eternal happiness with him in heaven with these words, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden light."